some of those pieces will be able to stay. But you saw Carrington Valentine one-on-one with Goddard yesterday. That was just not good, to the point where we saw Xavier McKinney in his face after that big touchdown. I mean, you're going to have to rebuild that room, and I'm not sure Jaire Alexander is going to be on this team, just to pre-prepare Packers fans in case that happens. And I know some are on that boat. I know a lot of people are like, enough is enough with the injuries. But those are the big needs I see for the Green Bay Packers.
They should have the wherewithal to be able to buy a corner or a pass rusher.
Yes.
Either or. You would pray to God you'd have the opportunity to draft a Cooper DeJean this coming April.
Yes.
Like you did the year before and didn't, which I'm not going to fault him because, you know.
You can't rebuild everything every year.
No, and Jordan Morgan, you know, that's definitely a need.
Yes.
His unavailability because of the shoulder injury recurring is a bit of a problem too, but
sure.
You got to look at that, and those things happen. But I think you got to buy a pass rush, receiver, pass rush, corner. And those are three of the notoriously highest drafted positions for good reason.
They're
three of the notoriously high-priced positions in free agency. But like a T. Higgins, get a guy, first-year free agency, still in his prime, wonderful player, but maybe second fiddle on a good team like T. Higgins, or maybe like one of the better players on a bad team like Josh Jacobs.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. I know there's a lot of Packers fans after yesterday who are just like, burn it all down. Get rid of LaFleur. Get rid of Goody. Here's the thing. You are in a position where you get to scream, burn it all down, because this team, as the youngest team in the league, has been in playoffs basically with no business being there 2 years in a row. And honestly,
sure,
it wasn't the worst playoff loss I've ever watched it for the Green Bay Packers.
By a long shot.
Right.
It wasn't San Francisco and Colin Kaepernick. It wasn't San Francisco and, who was the running back that gassed him? Raheem Mostert?
Yes.
For 200 yards or whatever. Craziness.
Right.
This was a competitive game. And again, that was because of you-know-who, the defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like this defense is just about there. And I also feel like the offense is just about there. And I know it's harder to say that after watching them yesterday. However, when you watch this team in as a whole for the entire season, when they bring their A game and they are able to run things the way Matt LaFleur wants and did early in the season, because I feel like the regression was a slow, kind of like a slow roll, right? Like it started kind of after the Jordan Love injury, and then all of a sudden, oh gosh, look, I found all these new plays with Josh Jacobs, why Jordan was hurt, and let's keep running those. And so I feel like it was a slow progression that we were watching as the offense kind of, I'm going to say unevolved, because that's what I feel like they kind of did this year.
I would say to that point, with Jeff Hafley as the D coordinator, now this would never happen, but the way the personnel is with this team and the way they're built and what they need to do, you would almost want a defensive-minded head coach like a Jeff Hafley overlooking, with the teams, and he's got the defense covered. And your OC, in this case it would be LaFleur, you just worry about the offense. Don't worry about your facial grooming. Don't worry about your look. Don't worry about any. Just, dial up some wonderful plays. Get on the same page as your quarterback. Live with each other and figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, the next best thing to that is him not having to babysit special teams.
Right.
The D coordinator, I think, is going to be 1 year into this and be so much better. And I thought he was really good this year. So maybe that part will free up Matt LaFleur to be able to focus more. And sometimes you'll hear head coaches say, I need to get back to, like, a guy makes his chops, in the offense, play calling, whatever, and they become a head coach, and suddenly it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And I don't have to worry as much about this because I'm really good at that.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. The reason you were really good at it is because you thought about it all the time.
Right.
You were obsessed with it. Whatever your Eberflus defense.
Yes.
I mean, that was a disaster. But Matt LaFleur, you're right, though. Slipping a little bit this year, and I think part of that is trying to figure out the run game, but part of it too is he just was not his best. His team reflected the coach.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And the one thing I'll say is, you know, as we wrap this up this morning and for the season, as Packers fans, right? I know. As Packers fans, I feel like we can be really, we can be lucky, right? I mean, we get to watch this team do some pretty incredible things almost every single season. And there are some teams that just continue to stay in football purgatory. And this is a team that just a year ago was in cap hell because of Aaron Rodgers. They were in cap hell. And so the fact that they made it to playoffs as the youngest team this year and last year, and the fact that Goody has gotten them out of cap hell and been able to draft pretty well and bring in some really big free agents, and I suspect more this year, you're not in football purgatory. Just look at the Giants if you want an example of what happens when you mismanage a roster and a team after having really some big success. They are like the poster child in the NFL for that, right?
Well, you need to know more about the Giants than Xavier McKinney and Saquon Barkley.
Right, exactly.
Two best players, stars for other teams. One maybe going to the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. So I'm going to say this. So if you're a Packers fan, I know the loss sucks. You never want the season to end. You hope they're going to go on and win everything. But this team is really, really close. And Matt LaFleur has been really good in the last few off seasons, really examining what's wrong. And sometimes he doesn't do it as fast as fans want. I mean, Halfley was a perfect example, right? It took him days before he made a decision on Joe Barry. Maybe not as fast, but we certainly didn't know that that decision had been made if it was made faster. And he went ahead and he found Halfley. And I know a lot of fans were upset about that because it wasn't a big name. Halfley was wonderful this year as the defensive coordinator. And so trust the process, let it play out. You got some good stuff coming up. Free agency is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And let's face it, if you're not in Green Bay for the draft, I feel like you're missing out on the whole party, right?
Oh, for sure. That's going to be something to look forward to.
It's going to be a great time.
You know, if the Lions win the Super Bowl this year, you can say, yeah, the team that hosts the draft, then they go on to
right.
the Super Bowl.
That's right. You never know. You never know how that's going to play out. But at any rate, there's still some positives to glean from this team. I think there's going to be a lot of off-season work. As a head coach of a football team, I don't think you ever rest, right? He might take a few days off here and there, but he's going to be looking at a lot of things, and you got to bet that Goody's going to be watching a lot of things. And also, a new president coming in, too, which is also very exciting. I mean, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. It's going to be
talking
very
about the Packers
exciting
president,
stuff.
I'm sure. Right?
Yes, yeah, Mark Murphy. Yeah. I mean, he served the team
well. This season was kind of Murphy's Law, you know.
Right?
But
it was.
He's the winningest. He is the winningest president in team history, and so you know, and with everything Bob Harlan did and all that, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah. And he's had some big shoes to fill when you look at who's been involved in that, who's been in that front office. So there's a lot to be positive about if you're a Packers fan. I know it stings a little bit today. I know you wanted them to be playing next week, but let's be honest, we would have had LaFleur suited up as a wide receiver next week if they would have had to go on to play the Lions.
Yeah, a questionable Achilles, you know, that's not
right,
good.
right. You know, he's had multiple injuries as head coach. So, yes. With that being said, Chris, thank you so much for another fantastic season. We look forward to you hopefully joining us again next season. And I'm sure we'll talk throughout the offseason.
Oh, I appreciate it, Maddie. My one disappointment, I was kind of hoping, you know, with
one more week
with you and us doing it. Well, I was hoping actually that we'd be able to maybe get in the budget to go to New Orleans.
I know.
There live, but
that would have been super fun, wouldn't it have?
It would have.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Chris Havel, our Packers expert, our final edition for this season anyway. Hanging with Havel on Max FM is brought to you by Tricor Insurance.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for From small town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you on Monday morning. Yeah, unfortunately, that is the last game of Howell for the season. The Matthews did not pull out that victory yesterday, but hey, they'll be back next year. Here's Pat Benatar on Max FM.
Hit me with your best shot. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday morning. Here is how you can shop local and stay big at Max FM, BigDeals.com. New to the Max FM, BigDeals.com store, Hoff Brewhouse and Wisconsin Dells. You can get $100 certificate for just $70. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Here's Jan Jackson on Max FM.
Man, it's a hot one. Lisa. My Spanish heart on Mona Lisa.
And more 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. The Baraboo Police Commission will hold a public listening session in regards to hiring a new chief of police. Citizens are encouraged to share with the commission their vision of the qualities of what they are looking for in our new police chief. The session will be held from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, January 15th at the Council Chambers at the Baraboo City Hall. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by the Eurythmics on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
One of Wisconsin's most beloved brands is back, and for the first time ever in Wisconsin Dells, serving up the original double-decker hamburger, the Big Boy. Come in and get it one of three different ways, California, Ohio, or Wisconsin. Check out the world's largest collection of Big Boy statues. Get your picture with their green and gold Big Boy, or one of the other iconic characters. And join them every Friday for their delicious seafood buffet. Big Boy in Wisconsin Dells. Open Monday through Friday, 11 to 8. Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 7.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It's cold out there this morning, wind chill in the teens below zero, and we are going to keep that wind chill below zero here for the entire day. Partly cloudy, we'll get to around 11 this afternoon. Tonight, 2 below, tomorrow sunshine with a high near 12. We're back in the 20s by Wednesday. Stop paying too much for health insurance. Call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage. 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 2 above.
99.7.
Here is Scandal and Patti Smith on MaxFM.
And more 99.7 Max FM.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm. Hey, teacher,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday morning. Restaurant Week comes to Baraboo January 18th through January 26th. That you can get a passport that'll display the participating businesses, and some of these businesses will have specials during the week, and you have a chance to explore the local dining establishments that make Baraboo delicious. For more information, you can go to the Downtown Baraboo Facebook page. Coming up, we'll have Howard Jones on Max FM.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to RAMCHealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Are you ready to build a great career with great people this year? Explore opportunities at Teal Plastics, where they make products matter and make lives better. Teal is hosting a job fair on Tuesday, January 16th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, January 18th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1060 Teal Court in Baraboo. Teal offers competitive wages starting at up to $22.90 per hour. For more information or to apply online, visit their website, teal.com. That's T-E-E-L.com. See you at the job fair. Teal is an equal opportunity employer.
Some things are worth waiting for. The cable guy isn't one of them. U.S. Cellular's home internet is so simple to install, you can do it yourself. Fast 5G home internet for $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. No waiting, no appointment windows, just home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. By far the best deal for home internet. Plus, for a limited time, get a free router. Visit your local U.S. Cellular agent in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
To blame.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. You cry.